Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in today. It's always our delight to have you come on board with us and join in the dialogue and discussion. Let me remind you today, once again, you can join this discussion by dialing 401-1413. 904-401-1413 gets you directed to the studio and right to our microphones that we can have that discussion together. A unique discussion today, one that might cause some folks to get a little excited and or concerned. Perhaps it will motivate you to join in the dialogue and discussion as we have it today. But ladies and gentlemen, when we talk about issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. You see, it's not my opinion that counts. It's not your opinion that counts. I kind of get a little uptight with folks that say, well, it's my opinion. When you ask a question theologically, doctrinally, biblically, or about political or social issues, and most of which we can find answers to in the Word of God, some will say, well, it's my opinion. Well, it must be from the book of opinion, because when we look at issues, if it's in the realm of politics, if it's in the realm of government, in the realm of theology, Bible, doctrinal discussion, if it's in the realm of the home of the church, we can go to the Word of God, and God's Word gives us the relevant answer to the question or the issue at hand. Jesus told his disciples, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And then Jesus said in John 17:17, thy word is truth. So ladies and gentlemen, when we look at the Word of God, we're looking at the source book of all truth. We're looking at what God says is truth. So I want us to understand, as we face people and face the issues and the society in which we're living in, always rely on the Scripture, always rely on the Word of God. Look to God through His wisdom to give us the answer and the direction of how we should live and how we should respond. That's what I want us to see in particular today. We're going to be talking about today the Christian's response to the racist Don Lemon on CNN. Don Lemon, a CNN anchor, made some racially charged statements the other day, and rather than go back and correct them or apologize for them, he's simply doubling down and making it even worse with things he's saying. Recently, Don Lemon on CNN made a staggering statement, and I'm going to read you his statement. Then that's going to be the premise by which we do our issue discussion today. Don Lemon said, the biggest terror threat to this country is white men. And I am not sure why there isn't a travel ban in place as a result, end quote. And then when he was challenged by it, he's been challenged across the nation, especially by Christians and conservatives. Here's an article just today. It says, Don Lemon renews his attack on white men. CNN host Don Lemon doubled down on his claim that white men are the biggest terror threat facing America. This article reads, earlier this week, I made some comments, speaking about Don Lemon, Don Lemon's response. I made some comments about that in a conversation with Chris Cuomo. I said that the biggest terror threat in this country comes from from radicals on the far right, primarily white men. Now, he didn't use the term far right. He didn't use the term radicals. He just said white men in his original statement. That angered some people, Lemon said. But let's just put emotion aside and look at the cold, hard facts. The evidence is overwhelming, he claimed. Lemon said, a Government Accountability Office report says that since September the 11th, 2001, terror attacks, right-wing extremists have killed 106 people in 62 different attacks in the U.S., while Islamic extremists have killed 119 people in 23 different attacks. Lemon cited another story that showed that for every 8 deadly attacks by far right-wing extremists, there was one left-wing extremist, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, and I'll just read you an excerpt or two from the article. It's frightening to see someone, and this is the reason it's called, President Trump has called CNN and others like that fake news. It's frightening to see an individual that is brazen enough to demean and use a racist slur about white people. What if it had been said about any other ethnic group in society today? What if that had been said by a white man, a white anchor, about black people or about Asians, Latinos? How would that have been taken? In fact, Megyn Kelly lost her mega-million-dollar per year job simply by not rejecting the costume, as I call it, or the outfit, calling blackface, which has been used in comics for decades in America. But she lost her position as a result of that. And here's Don Lemon that is making a profound statement that says that it is white men that are the terrorists. In fact, with his excuse of trying to renew his attack, he simply is commingling ethnicity with the heart of the attackers in the 9/11 and others that are the Islamic jihadists that has nothing to do with ethnicity whatsoever. The Islamic jihadist has to do with a belief in Allah as God, a belief in the Quran as being the infallible final word, which says that they must slay every enemy of Allah. That's simply commingling. That shows Don Lemon's sheer ignorance, ladies and gentlemen, on the subject. He's trying to cover himself now with making that statement. But by the way, I'll get back to that in a moment. It's not just Don Lemon and his statements about that that causes me to be concerned about what's happening in America today. The Christians need to understand, every believer needs to understand, that God created one race, and that's the human race. The pigmentation of skin may be different on differing cultural people around the globe, but God created one race. In fact, you won't find the word race in the Word of God. It is not there. But we're taking ethnicity, and we're converting it to the term racism, and it's because the far left, primarily in the political circles and in the academic circles today, they're using that for a divisiveness. In fact, I was absolutely astounded just a few months back when the CEO of Starbucks said, white men are the root of all evil. I reckon Don Lemon's been following some of the same ideological philosophy of the female CEO of Starbucks when she said, white men are the root of all evil. Yet when Ron DeSantis, ladies and gentlemen, simply stated, let's don't monkey things up, and talking about the election, referring to not referring anyway to ethnicity, but to a political race. And yet Andrew Gillum and his followers scream racism. And that's one of the things that took place, ladies and gentlemen, when there were questions asked about Barack Hussein Obama's birth certificate. All of a sudden, every conservative that wanted to know whether or not he was a natural-born citizen of the United States of America running as president, all of a sudden they were deemed to be racist. Racism and the accusation of racism, ladies and gentlemen, is simply an indication of the lack of academic ability on the part of anyone to discuss an issue. And it absolutely shows his declension and the absolute void, vacuous condition on his intellectual ability on the subject. And he drops to the lowest common denominator, simply call you a racist. In fact, it was Tim Kaine, the former Hillary Clinton's campaign vice president, that said, whites should become the minority. Whites should become the minority, he said. Ladies and gentlemen, how can we live as a society in a cohesiveness if there's a constant attempt to divide, to tear down and destroy from within? It's an absolute sad, sad scenario. In fact, the scripture is clear in Matthew chapter 12 and verse 25, and Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought into desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. And ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the internal implosion, the internal corruption, and based on divisiveness. And that divisiveness is based on ethnicity that is being used as a racist slur today. Ladies and gentlemen, Don Lemon said further, and this is the thing now that gets down to the heart of the matter that every Christian should recognize and be concerned about. Don Lemon said, "I keep trying to point out, not to demonize anyone or any one ethnicity. We have to stop demonizing people and realize the biggest terror in this country is white men, most of them radicalized to the left." And then further, ladies and gentlemen, Don Lemon made this statement. This is not a one-off. The idea that the opposition, the far and as far as the left is concerned, is white men, listen, predominantly Christian white men, end quote. That's Don Lemon. Don Lemon, the open in-your-face sodomite that's living with a white man, makes these statements about white people, white men in particular, and white Christians pointedly. Ladies and gentlemen, I am gravely concerned about his still having a job. Megyn Kelly lost her job for far, far less than that. I believe every Christian in America ought to call CNN, email CNN, write CNN, demand that Don Lemon be replaced by someone that will have more civility and not try to destroy and demean Christian white men. I'm highly bothered by it. In fact, I'm incensed by it, ladies and gentlemen. That's a double talk from Don Lemon. His words are the centrality of what is called racism today. He said, in fact, if a white man had said what Don Lemon had said, if a white man had said that about any other ethnic group in America today, they would summarily been taken off the air. In fact, that broadcast probably would not have completed itself. Don Lemon, of all people, ought not to be making accusation and hurling stones at conservative Christian white men. And yet that's what he's doing, ladies and gentlemen. I am gravely concerned to see that taking place in our great nation today. Lemon, in his statement about that, let me read it again. "I keep trying to point out not to demonize anyone or any one ethnicity. We have to stop demonizing people." Now, he could have stopped there and it had been all right. "And realize the biggest terror in this country is white men, most of them radicalized to the right." And then he goes on to add a following statement to that when he says, "It is not just the left, it is white men, predominantly white Christian men, that is right on the money," he says, when it comes to talking about those problems in America. In other words, Don Lemon is saying that all the problems we have in America today emanate from white men. And I am absolutely astounded that the man has a job. Do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, Ken Ham with Creation Science, Ken Ham says, "It is rarely discussed, it is rarely discussed, a fact of history, that the premise of Darwinism's evolution has been deeply rooted in the worst racist ideology since its inception." Here with me. And it is Greg. Greg is going to be talking if we can find his headset and make it work here. Let's see.
I'm not sure if you're picking me up. Are you picking me up?
I think we are. All right.
Very well.
He just walked in and we wanted to have the dialogue and discussion together. Let me introduce to you one of our sons, Greg Youngblood. Greg has the joy of living, he says, closer to heaven. Greg says when the rapture comes, he'll get there first or sooner, because he's in the mountains up in Tennessee. But I'm delighted that he's with us, and we're going to be talking about this issue today of Don Lemon and his our response to his statements that are racist statements when the Bible says there's only one race, and that's the human race. Greg, what do you think about what Don Lemon has said, and how should we as Christians respond to it? What ought to be our response to this off-the-cuff statement that he's made that I believe is so onerous that he needs to lose his microphone position?
No, you know what? When people think, when people say stupid things, I think they should remain on display for the whole world to see. When a couple of weeks ago, it was stated that cow's milk, white milk, was somehow or another racist. Yeah. I think individuals that say stupid things like that, they should be on full display for the whole world to see. And this notion of the division that supposedly has been stoked by Donald Trump seems completely patently absurd to me. For 8 years, we had a fella in the White House that it seemed like every single time there was an opportunity, division was stoked. And for all those folks that if they love him or hate him, the president, they need to realize we're one people. We ought to be one country, one nation, and have some common goals. But the notion of, and I'm not sure if you've already covered this, did you cover the Bible verse dealing specifically with the kind of things we're going to see toward the end of time?
Did not deal with that today, but that's what we're seeing. It is desperate times, dark days, difficult days, perilous times, the scripture calls it, and that's where we are in society today. It is a matter. But in fact, ladies and gentlemen, let me just read to you what Webster's Dictionary says about the race, the definition of race. A family, a tribe, people, or a nation belonging to the same stock. A class or kind of people unified by shared interest, habits, or characteristics. And that's the thing that we have. The characteristics, ladies and gentlemen, is that we're all created by God. It's one human race. And yet, because of pigmentation of skin, there is a sense that we ought to be able to demean others, and it ought to be all right. But, Greg, what I have found when it comes to what is racism today, it's literally, and that's the term that's being used and bounded about.
They by the way, they pervert that term, the idea of racism. We know that there's one race, but many times they intend to say prejudice, or they intend to say bigotry, but they use the term racism, and that's intended to inflame, to stir up. More often than not, what they mean is prejudice, to prejudge someone based on one of these characteristics. So again, that's just intended to inflame, and it's a completely inappropriate use of the term. The word, matter of fact, the word has some major flaws.
Major flaws. In fact, here's an article that I just read an excerpt of it, Greg, for our listeners. Why is racism a problem? This article says, racism causes harm to those who are on the receiving end. It hurts individuals, communities, and our society at large. Studies show that experiencing racism has profound effects on people's health and welfare. The effect can include feelings of sadness, anger, even anxiety and depression. Further, this article says, it has the potential to affect all of us. Racial hostilities create a society where people don't trust or respect each other. It challenges our society's values and equality and fairness. And that's what the attempt is to do, is to divide us. And may I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, that this is what happened in Nazi Germany. Nazi Germany bought off Hitler. It divided the society, and it gave them leeway to destroy millions of people simply based on ethnicity, skin color, and or background. And so, Greg, I find it absolutely sad to see someone, though, as high profile as Don Lemon, that will take that public stand and make those dogmatic statements and then come back and hammer down on it. In fact, here's an article that says Nazi Germany used evolutionary concepts to justify the extermination of unfit people, such groups as Jews, Gypsies, and Slavics.
Sounds just like Margaret Sanger's Negro Project and her intent to wipe out the Negro race as she saw it, as lessers. Those are her words, by the way. And I guess folks know that Don Lemon's boyfriend is a white man, right?
Yes. Not just boyfriend. I think there's some in some camps he's considered as being married to him or something. I don't know how that happens when the Bible says marriage is between one man and one woman. But nevertheless, we're living in that kind of society. And with that kind of moral, ethical fundamental foundation that he has. I find it ironic that he's throwing stones at Christian white men. And that's what he has said. In fact, I don't know if you heard the statement earlier. Don Lemon said, this is not one-off. The idea that the idea of the opposition, as far as the left is concerned, is white men, predominantly white Christian men. White Christian men.
It's back on this notion of this aggression toward Donald Trump in the White House, and they've made him out in recent weeks to be a racist, a bigot, and an anti-Semite. And I'm kind of perplexed by that because all of the stats show that black folks in America are better off today than they were 2 years ago, better off today than they were 6 years ago, better off than they were 10 years ago. And when it comes to anti-Semitism, it doesn't fit at all with this president based on anything I've seen thus far. It doesn't fit based on a laundry list of things that he's done that are beneficial to the nation of Israel. All of the thanks, all the gratitude has systematically come from the nation of Israel. Somehow or another, those on the left, though, convolute run together this notion of nationalism with racism and bigotry. They also run together, I think, one tied the anti-globalism. And they tied that to anti-Semitism. And you go, really? So if you're for this nation and you're against this globalist mentality, then somehow or another you're an anti-Semite. I'd like for somebody on the left to call in and connect those dots for me because I can't get that. That doesn't make any sense. It's completely insane.
That reminds me, ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood. You can get straight truth to the studio and right to our microphones by dialing 401-1413, 904-401-1413. If you'd like to join in the dialogue and discussion, perhaps you disagree. That's wonderful. I'd love to hear from you. But 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7 of the King James Scripture says this, and may I read it for our listening edification. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance, nor on his height through his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not a man as a man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but God looketh on the heart.
Ah,
I believe it was...
That sounds like a Dr. Martin Luther King
yes.
statement to me. I wonder where he got that from. What was his quote? You know, he looked forward to the day that his children will be judged not on the color of their skin, but on the content of their character. Man, I'll tell you what, those are powerful words. I wish that Don Lemon would read some
that,
of those
would,
words.
I understand that, yes. But Greg, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, when it comes to this subject that Don Lemon had brought up and so popularized today, it is the term racism, but what he's doing is pointing a finger at Christian white men and saying that they are the cause of terror on a national basis in America. But I find that it's ironic, Greg, that in our colleges and universities, especially those that the public colleges and universities, many of them the Ivy League schools, they have gone to the lowest common denominator, I believe, and they've started teaching courses on racism. Here's an article that says, white racism is becoming a popular university campus class across the nation. This article introduces it by saying, colleges are tackling whiteness. From lectures on white privilege to white supremacy, and one Florida Gulf Coast University professor's latest course is sure to confound conservatives. Ted Thornhill, an assistant professor of sociology, will start teaching a course in January titled White Racism, where students will learn how to challenge white supremacy. Further, the article says Thornhill is the latest university professor offering lectures tackling whiteness. Temple University professor Matt Rye, will be hosting a talk show titled What's Up with White People in Dartmouth College. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, all of these courses are designed to divide Americans.
We're scripturally mandated to love our neighbors as ourselves. And in defining who's a neighbor, basically it was all inclusive. It's pretty important. So Don Lemon needs to know that, guess what, fella? I love you. Now you're wrong, and all the empirical evidence proves that you're wrong. And I'll touch on a personal thing. Early 90s, I left working the state attorney's office and contemplated working for the city of Jacksonville. Now, this will be absolutely flooring to some people. Nonetheless, there were a dozen open positions that you could pull applications and file for at that time. On the wall were posted the dozen postings, 12 of them, four rows of three or three rows of four, however you want to look at it. Nine of those applications said across the top, four black applicants only. Now, that's amazing. I'm not upset with black people over that. Guess what? The city of Jacksonville was trying to right what they considered a wrong, because there was discrimination the other direction. Now, they did it the wrong way.
Yes.
However, if you want to analyze what individuals in this millennial or Generation X, I think I'm what they'll call a Generation X, or I'm 48. Is that Generation X? In any case, everything that I've seen makes it perfectly okay. It seems like it's been approved somehow or another, discriminating against an individual based on their being white. And somehow or another, culturally today, if you're a conservative or a Christian, you can be discriminated against. Facebook is prolific with that. If you're a conservative, guess what? We can discriminate against you. Google is systematically, I believe, discriminating against conservatives. All that's okay. And somehow or another, Don, you got it all backwards, man. Don Lemon, you really need to analyze the evidence that's out there before you.
I find it ironic and sad, Greg, that we're finding across our nation, and I touched on a moment ago with the colleges and universities and what they're teaching. For example, let me just give you the title of some of the courses. White Racism, Abolition of Whiteness, The Problem of Whiteness, White Privilege. Now, what do these courses have to do with academia? In fact, I find it sad when these courses have been introduced and they're being taught from an academic standpoint, when in America, American education and higher education in America ranks 34th in science, 34th in math on a global scale. Why is it so? Because academics are no longer the focus in our educational system.
It's all politics. From a Christian perspective, we need to know it's not a battle with flesh and blood. Okay?
Yes,
it's
right.
Powers and principalities. We have two forces working in this universe. However, in the daily life, the world of politics and economics, understand that most everything is politically driven. These folks in the state colleges, the numbers are, I believe, 87% of them, the professors are self-professing leftist or Democrats. In the Ivy Leagues, the number jumps to 93 or 94% of professors that are self-professed leftist, progressives, liberals, Democrats. Why do you think we've declined to the point that we have? You go all the way back to the early 1900s when John Dewey, the avowed communist, was the head of the National Education Association. Look at the book None Dare Call It Education, written by John Stormer. He did a fantastic job as an expose of where we've come in 100 years of education in America. We've been on this perpetual state of decline and a perpetual state of indoctrinating in the vision of the left, in the vision of socialist, in the vision of communist, and somehow or another that's been overlooked. The classroom today, especially the college classroom, is a center, an indoctrination camp for leftists. That's why they turn out so many of these individuals that have a perverted view of the world. They've not studied economics to the point that they understand socialism's a bad game. All right?
That's right.
They haven't studied history enough to realize the flaws, the failures, the evils of Nazism. Somehow or another, they've redefined Nazism as a far right. Really? Far right? Are you out of your mind? I mean, this is Bernie Sanders and Margaret Sanger married one another and came up with a philosophy. If Margaret Sanger were alive today and she and Bernie Sanders sat down, that's exactly what they would come up with.
Absolutely.
Is the Nazi party.
And yet today, Greg, I find it sad. An undercover video was done by the Veritas Group with the Andrew Gillum campaign
in
the state of Florida. And the individual that was heading up his campaign, sitting in the office, one of the workers, I should say, he was being interviewed. And he kept referring in a demeaning fashion to those in the state of Florida that they have to deceive because they can't tell the truth to we, the people in the state of Florida. And he kept referring to them as all those crackers out there, all those crackers.
Anything for power.
Anything for power.
All the crackers.
Come on. So we're white folks now. We're called crackers by the Andrew Gillum campaign. And yet because Ron DeSantis said we can't monkey this election up, then all of a sudden Gillum jumps on the other side of the fence and says that's racism. And
by the way,
racist.
Those are the same words were used by Bill Clinton. Same words were used by Barack Obama. That was perfectly fine, but poor fella, he can't say those words in the state of Florida.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we need to wind up with one verse, and it's Colossians 2:8. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophies and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on AM 1600 and 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.